you will hear an interview with a girl called Mandy Thornhill, who is talking about her school's radio station.
Today I'm talking to Mandy Thornhill, who's a presenter on her school's radio station. Mandy, tell us about the station.
Well, like most schools in our city, we've got a radio station that's part of the school website. But actually, we had one before other schools did. Basically, students download an app to their phone and they're given a password. Because we record the programmes in advance, they can decide when and where they listen, as long as it's not during lessons.
So, how did you get involved?
There's a group of five of us who take turns as the presenter, but we didn't start it all. It was one of our teachers. She read an article and thought it'd be a great thing to do, and she asked for student volunteers to help get it going. Actually, only the five of us came forward, and none of us had ever done anything like this before.
So, what about the equipment?
Our teacher ordered it all from a company online. When it first came out of the box, we all looked at each other and said, "What do I do with this?" Because the instructions were way beyond our understanding. Fortunately, one girl's brother, who's actually a DJ, was able to set it up for us and teach us how to operate it.
How much preparation is there before each programme?
It depends. I'm the presenter for an hour-long programme once a week. It's mostly music and announcements, but I make sure everything's ready before I record it. Once or twice a year, I interview a student who's done something interesting. That takes longer to get ready, but it's worth it because it's enjoyable.
Have you ever done a live broadcast?
Only once. There was a special event at school and we reported on it live. I'd practiced and written down what I wanted to say, but I didn't need my notes in the end. There was lots going on. The worst thing about live radio is that if you get something wrong or say something silly, you can't go back and do it again. But it all went okay on the day.
So, how does the radio station fit in with schoolwork?
Some people think that I should be doing my homework rather than making radio programmes. But actually, I think it has a good influence. You know, working to tight deadlines, checking that everything's correct. I'm sure all that's going to be useful in the future.